From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Japan is denouncing a video that's allegedly been posted online by militants of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, claiming one of two Japanese hostages has been killed. As John Matthews reports, it includes a picture and a purported recording of the second hostage pleading for his life.
The newest video, allegedly from ISIS, shows a still image of captive Kenji Goto holding a photo of what appears to be a beheaded Haruna Yukawa. The static image is accompanied by the voice of a man claiming to be Goto, demanding the release of an ISIS compatriot imprisoned in Jordan. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says the apparent murder is inexcusable, demanding that no additional harm come to the other hostage. The newly released video has some notable discrepancies with others put out by the Islamist militants in connection with past beheadings. The Japanese government has yet to confirm or deny its authenticity. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Yemen took to the streets today protesting Shiite Houthi rebels who are tightening their control of the capital after Yemen's president and his cabinet resigned this week. The BBC's Alan Johnston reports the country is now in a power vacuum.
In the aftermath of President Hadi's resignation, there's a sense that Yemen is leaderless and drifting through a dangerously uncertain political moment. The thousands of people who rallied in Sana'a blame the crisis entirely on the Houthis, the powerful rebel movement that's been exerting more and more control in the capital in recent months. The marchers chanted slogans against the Houthis and headed for the residence of the president. They demanded that he stay in power and impose the authority of the state despite the pressure from the rebels.
The BBC's Alan Johnston. President Obama will go to Saudi Arabia Tuesday to pay his respects to the royal family after the death of King Abdullah. The stop will cut short his visit to India, where he's now heading. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from New Delhi, Mr. Obama says the stars are aligned for the relationship between India and the U.S. to grow.
President Obama calls India a natural partner, but this country of 1.2 billion has a long history of being non-aligned, preserving its freedom to act. Negotiations with India on issues from climate change to opening its economy can be difficult. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also a tough negotiator. He does, however, have what appears to be a good rapport with President Obama, who personally took Modi on an impromptu tour of the Martin Luther King Memorial in Washington, and Modi reciprocated. Obama will be the chief guest at Monday's pageant-filled Republic Day parade, which indicates a new closeness in U.S.-India relations. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court will review Oklahoma's execution procedures. Attorneys for three death row inmates accuse Oklahoma of violating the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. They say the state is using a lethal drug combination that doesn't ensure coma-like unconsciousness, causing some prisoners to experience intense and prolonged pain during the execution process. Another conservative southern state has lost a battle over same-sex marriage. A federal judge has struck down Alabama's gay marriage ban, but the state's attorney general has filed a motion to put the ruling on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade ruled that Alabama's Sanctity of Marriage Amendment is an unconstitutional violation of equal protection. It defines marriage as between one man and one woman and prohibits the recognition of same-sex marriages performed legally elsewhere. The ruling comes in a case brought by a lesbian couple married in California. They sued when Alabama refused to recognize one spouse as their child's adoptive parent. Republican Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard called it outrageous when an unelected federal judge can overturn the will of millions of Alabamians and vowed to continue defending Christian conservative values. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Meanwhile, California's Supreme Court has voted to prohibit state judges from belonging to the Boy Scouts of America. The seven justices said the group discriminates against gays. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.